Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 20th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Natural History of Atrial versus Ventricular Secondary Tricuspid Regurgitation. Insights from the Bronx Valve Registry. This study characterized the distinct features and long-term outcomes of severe atrial secondary tricuspid regurgitation, ASTR, and ventricular secondary tricuspid regurgitation, VSTR. Researchers identified adults with severe secondary tricuspid regurgitation within a quaternary care health system and classified them based on left-sided cardiac conditions. By assessing these unique etiologies, the study helps delineate the natural history of tricuspid regurgitation, providing crucial information for understanding its progression. This distinction is vital for guiding future management and therapeutic strategies tailored to the specific pathophysiology of ASTR versus VSTR. Article number 2. Worsening heart failure events in adults with mild to moderate chronic kidney disease. This study aimed to quantify the burden of worsening heart failure, WHEF, events among adults with mild to moderate chronic kidney disease, CKD. Researchers identified a contemporary cohort of adults with CKD, defined by specific estimated glomerular filtration rate, EGFR, and albuminuria criteria within a large integrated healthcare system. The investigation documented outcomes including hospitalization for heart failure, which sheds light on the significant clinical impact of worsening heart failure in this vulnerable patient population. Understanding this burden underscores the need for proactive management strategies to mitigate adverse cardiovascular events in individuals with coexisting mild to moderate CKD. Article number 3. Neurological development in very low birth weight infants with congenital heart disease at 3 years of age, a Japanese multicenter study. This multicenter cohort study investigated neurodevelopmental outcomes and identified risk factors for impairment in very low birth weight, VLBW, infants with congenital heart disease, CHD. Researchers assessed neurodevelopment at 3 years of age in VLBW infants born without known genetic anomalies. The study successfully established the prevalence of neurodevelopmental impairment and elucidated associated risk factors within this highly vulnerable population. These findings are crucial for developing targeted early intervention programs and improving long-term neurological outcomes for VLBW infants with CHD. Article number 4. Drug-eluting balloons versus conventional balloon angioplasty for peripheral pulmonary artery stenosis in childhood. This study evaluated the efficacy of drug-eluting balloon angioplasty, DEBA, compared to conventional balloon angioplasty, CBA, for treating peripheral pulmonary artery stenosis, PAS, in children. A retrospective qualitative analysis was performed on individual stenoses in pediatric patients. The research aimed to determine if drug-eluting balloons offer a superior or comparable therapeutic option for this common congenital heart defect complication. This comparison provides important clinical data to guide interventional cardiologists in selecting optimal treatment strategies for pediatric PAS. Article number 5. Association between G6PD deficiency and congenital heart disease incidence and hospital outcomes. This study explored a potential association between G6PD deficiency and the incidence of congenital heart disease, CHD, as well as hospital outcomes for affected individuals. The researchers hypothesized a higher CHD incidence and worse hospital outcomes in individuals with G6PD deficiency, possibly due to increased oxidative stress. By investigating this hypothesized link, the study aims to establish whether G6PD deficiency is an unrecognized risk factor for CHD and influences patient prognosis. Understanding this relationship could inform screening practices and improve risk stratification for children with congenital heart conditions. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.